Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you there?
You? You're back again? Welcome. This is Not Tonight with your little girls, Linda and Brenda. How's it going out there?
Guys, I'm just going to start out by telling you I'm really sleepy. So if I sound kind of like I'm talking like this, it's just because I'm a little bit tired and it's taking my brain a little bit longer to process what I'm trying to say.
To process?
So,
it's because you're a little bit sleepy.
I'm here. I'm just a little bit slower tonight on the ones and the twos.
And I'm here. And I've got a different color hair.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta close that door. I got pink hair, y'all.
Brenda dyed her hair pink. And she hates it.
I kind of like it a little bit. I think I'll like it eventually, but right now, I hate it.
I mean, right now,
you know,
I don't know.
It's kind of dark.
With the high ponytail in it, it might make it look a little more funny.
Funny enough bad? Funny how? Funny how? We're always quoting Joe Pesci around here.
Can you get off my lap, sir?
Oh, Leroy chooses now to be a weirdo. Funny how?
Funny like a little carnival girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what
like
I'm kind of going
for. Like a little
Animal
Crossing girl.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to be a little Animal Crossing girl for a while. It's all right. I'll get used to it.
I think it's kind of fun. I ordered some purple in the mail, so I'm going to dye my hair purple soon. We'll see how that goes.
It's just quarantine times, you guys. We're not going to not anytime soon. We may as well dye our hair different colors. Leroy, stop. Anyway, so, Leroy is trying to bite my arm off.
Oh my god, hold on. Time out. Get that stink bug out of here.
Oh my god, it's so far away from you.
Ew, where did it go?
It's gone. I flicked it.
Alright, that was weird.
So, you want to talk about tonight?
Tiger King. Carol Baskin.
Her husband whacked him. That's the best line. Man, alright, what the hell episode are we on? Six. Five.
God, this is so close to the end.
This is
finally a
crucial episode, y'all.
This episode is my favorite episode, but it's my least favorite episode.
And like, even if you've already watched it, I'll just tell you, I watched Tiger King, what, gosh, it seems like it was like 2 months ago now, it's at the beginning of quarantine. I've had to go back and rewatch in order to do these recaps because I've forgotten so much. It's worth it, man. It's worth it. Even if you're just listening to this recap alone, like, you're going to remember so much from that freaking episode.
I took so many notes on this episode.
A lot gets thrown out here.
If I had written this, it would be like,
oh my gosh,
a 5-page freaking essay.
Wow, yeah. Linda is doing her homework tonight.
I was writing during the entire time I watched it. Like, I never put my phone down.
Shit, yeah. Well, I'm going to let you steer the way.
Okay. Well, 1 second.
I can tell you what my first note was. It made me laugh because it's been like a week since I watched.
Getting ready for that chimp birthday party?
Yeah, my first note was chimp party.
What was that about?
Yeah, what the fuck was
that?
What
did that have to do with anything?
It's just a money-making thing. They get these chimps doing this weird shit on YouTube, and they just do YouTube videos. They had monkeys hitting punching bags, tigers popping balloons.
That was different. The tigers popping the balloons was back at Joe's little farm.
Well, he was doing his own little rendition of it.
Well, I think the monkeys were popping balloons.
The monkey birthday party.
Oh no, breaking news, everybody. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized
for
an infection caused by a gallstone.
A gallstone? She probably needs her gallbladder removed.
Breaking news, everybody.
She'll be okay.
Okay.
She's a bad bitch. She's a fighter.
All right, sorry. That just popped up on my notes.
So, yeah, they were just recording all these weird chimpanzees, like, at a little kid's birthday party, but there were no kids there. It was just a chimp party.
Yeah, it was really just a chimp party, and I don't even know
why it opened with that. But somebody is talking shit about Jeff. I quoted it. I don't remember who it was now, but somebody said, I thought it was funny. It was a good one. Somebody said he's a little man with a little dick and a limp, and he's bald, and he's got to pay everybody to have sex with him.
I missed that part.
I think it was Joe that said it. Okay. It's got to be. That's a Joe thing to say.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good one.
Jeff and his little girlfriend are throwing balloons to the lions and the tigers. I guess that's their farm now.
Yeah, they take over. How do you feel about Lauren?
I think she's cute.
I mean, she's not bad looking to be dating Jeff, but... What do you think about her psyche?
I think she's normal. Mm. I think she just likes an old...
I don't.
Hot dude. He's not hot, but like an old... In her version of hot.
I can see why she would think he was cute. An old dude with money who
probably does...
Coke with her.
Coke with her.
I have my own opinion about Lauren, but it'll play out.
Okay. Leroy, I need you to get out of my lap in order to do my job.
He wants your candy. All right, what do you got? Jeff took over.
Jeff came in. He changed everything. They said that Joe only cared about Jeff's opinion. Jeff didn't really do shit on the farm. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, like, didn't do any of the working part at all. He just bossed everybody else around. Which,
that doesn't surprise me.
Why, it doesn't why surprise me in the least. He wears, like, true religion jeans.
Yeah, like, he's not every day
on a farm in Oklahoma.
Please.
He's not. He's, like, always got that Bret Michaels look going on. Like, he's about to put eyeliner on.
Yeah.
He's not doing work, but he did hire the guy that doesn't have any expertise in tigers, Alan Glover. Alan Glover.
That's one of his buddies. You want to talk about him?
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about Alan Glover at this point?
Well.
He said he knew nothing about zoos, that he had never even been to one. And he's pretty forthright about it.
So he's been in prison, but he's moving off life.
He definitely looks like and talks like he's been in prison. I don't know what it is about him, but you just know that he would probably break your neck if he wanted to.
He's scary.
He's got a scary look about him.
I like how he looks.
He also kind of looks like our family, so.
I feel like, it's my uncle.
We've got like weird, inherited trauma or something. He looks like somebody that... He's just, could have been in our family.
He's our family. To me.
I trust what he says. I think he's being honest. I mean, he comes straight out and said, I've never even been to an effing zoo. But they did hire him to, I guess, run shit. And him and Joe hate each other immediately, basically.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Then they order... Or they open that weird pizza shop.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay, so... Jeff started making changes that Joe couldn't afford to make. Then we meet this...
Because he was using all Joe's money, right?
Yeah. Then we meet this fat dude.
James Garrison?
Yeah, who the...
We finally figured out who he is.
Is he the stripper guy?
He owns strip clubs and he worked for the circus.
I don't understand the circus part.
He said he used to work for the circus. He does strike me as a bullshitter. I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust him.
The way he talks. I don't always think he's being truthful, but he's an interesting character.
About how he fits in. He says that he's known Joe for about 20 years, but they're not great friends, but they know each other.
Yeah.
And Joe introduces James to Jeff.
Right, because Jeff is a con artist, so he's isn't he trying to get money from James?
Yeah, okay, so then James says $14,000 for a pizza restaurant.
So he just loans this guy he just met, Jeff Lowe, $14,000 on a pizza joint.
Which is such a weird number.
On Joe Exotic's ranch, which is a tiger sanctuary.
Isn't that a weird number?
$14,000? Mm. I mean, that's how much it takes to start a pizza joint? I would think it costs more, but we'll see why it doesn't. Do you want to say it? Where they get their meat from?
The Walmart truck.
They get their meat for the pizza place from the Walmart truck.
They say it's the best pizza, though.
Well, of course they do. They're all on meth.
They claim it's the best pizza they've ever had.
It probably tastes so, like, gross dead meat. Like,
oh my god, it's probably so salty.
Like, you know that smell? Like, when you know the meat is bad?
Stop. Like, ew, it's probably, like, really fatty.
Like, when meat's been sitting out way too long and you think about eating it and you're like, I can't. It's that
but
pizza.
But you eat it anyways and then you throw up.
And then and then you get food poisoning. Yeah, that's the meat. And you got a bunch of unstable people cooking it. So, do you really trust that they're doing it right or cleanly?
No.
They're getting their meat off a dump truck.
They said that Joe's still the star of the show, but so is Jeff, so...
But his title changes. He becomes the entertainment director.
Which is weird.
Which is a bullshit title that you give somebody when you want them to get out of your way.
So it's not even his farm anymore.
And he has a lot of wardrobe changes, so...
Oh my god.
He probably loves to be the entertainment director. But he probably doesn't get it that it's not a real job.
He probably thinks that he is running...
Well, he's running, all right.
Okay, so he's running for president.
He also wants to run for president. He actually does. President. He actually does run for president.
As an independent.
And he gets kind of like, what do you call it, like tabloid
thing? Did you like
things?
The part where he was like trying to film a little
oh, yeah.
thing and he said, hello, America, let's see, fuck this.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say. Yes, I love that part, but... I think it's the same scene where he's talking to the audience and he says, I'm broke as shit.
I'm gay. I'm broke as shit. I judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida.
In his campaign commercial, he says, some bitch down there in Florida. I actually loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I just like that he said, I'm broke as shit.
Fuck this. Joe Exotic for the people of America is his slogan, I think.
I mean, it's not a bad slogan.
I don't know if it's
so,
a good slogan.
I really like his campaign manager. His name's Joshua Dial.
Are we already there?
I mean, he starts running for president.
I just made a lot of notes about Joe running for president.
Oh, let's hear him.
He said, I'm outspoken, good looking, love to party and have fun. And then he's got Travis blowing up shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird thing to have in your campaign video. Travis shooting shit.
I don't know if it was the campaign
It was actually,
video,
like, explosives.
It was like a clip of him, like, giving, like, an interview or something. The stink bug
And then
back.
Travis is, like, blowing up shit in the background.
He's telling Travis to, like, go blow up stuff. Please don't flick that over here.
Okay, I have to flick it up.
Oh, my God.
It's gone.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, fine. then we meet Joshua, I guess. He gets a lot of attention for the campaign video, though. He was on the news, like, a lot.
Well, he was probably the only one that
And I remember
speak.
It. I remember
You do?
Yeah, when he was running for president. I remember hearing his name.
I remember him hearing on that podcast, last podcast, on the left, whatever. But I don't remember seeing it on the news, but it's interesting. And he met Joshua. Joe met Josh at the Walmart ammunition counter. Because that's where Josh worked at the time. He was the ammunition manager at Walmart.
Which is a weird thing to be.
Yeah. And he was also a libertarian. He's pretty well-spoken.
Yeah.
I think he knew what he was signing up for. But I don't think he was, like, off his rocker like Joe. Right? I mean, he's, like, a reasonable guy.
I really like him. I believe everything that he has to say. I think that he's telling me the truth. I like his aura. Leroy, you gotta not do this.
Can we not, Leroy?
Can we stop?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, Leroy, can we stop?
Oh. I was ready to pause this, bitch. So fast.
I'm gay as a $3 bill, and I'm standing in a cage with 5 full-grown tigers and lions.
Oh, yeah. That was a good line, too. I'm gayer than a $3
you
bill.
You said I'm gay as a $3 bill. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I've heard it before. It's like an old people thing to say, but I've never known what it meant. But I like it.
Well, that whole thing fell apart, and then he starts running for governor as a libertarian, which
you know
Josh says
Not
he has no idea what that is.
But he doesn't know what a libertarian is. He doesn't know shit about politics. He just wants to be on TV.
He really thought
he's just trying to find an avenue. And people like him. He's very charming. It looks like he tried hard on his campaigns, you know?
I can see voting for him with how he presents himself.
I mean, he, like, seemed like he pretty much really threw himself into it. But a lot of it was, like, for just his face. Like, he passed out those condoms with faces, his face on them.
Yeah.
I think it's actually a great idea. Pass out condoms. Do what you gotta do. But they had his face on them.
You like when he said, guess what, motherfucker?
Oh, yes.
So you had a knee brace on?
Yes, I did.
Guess what, motherfucker?
I love that meme so hard. Like, it's like talking about your mom. Like, how your mom talks outside of the house, and it's like Carol Baskin saying some stupid shit, all polite, and then it's like how your mom talks to you inside the house, and it's that. It's him in the freaking middle of the yard with his knee brace on, saying,
"Why
guess what,
does he have a knee brace on?"
He must have gotten knee surgery at some point, because he walks with a cane often, and he's got that knee brace like off and on throughout.
Yeah, that's everything about this episode is weird to me.
It made me laugh a lot.
What was your next note?
My next note after the condom thing was, Carol went to the Senate with a flower headband on.
Yeah, okay, I made that.
So they start
too,
going,
flower
crown. Yeah, what the fuck? You go to the Senate building with the flower headband on?
Yeah, she does.
So they go, her and her little silly husband, what's his name? Will Ferrell?
Carol.
Howard.
Howard.
They start bitching to Congress about stuff, about cub petting.
Big Cat Public Safety Act.
And then Doc pulls a Toto.
Toto. From Dorothy?
Kind of socio move, but kind of smart. He brings the cubs to Congress for
so
them
cute.
To pet.
Yep.
And then all these congresswomen and men are
They're
taking
like,
pictures with them.
Oh, let me put your face next to my face.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And Carol had a good point. She was like, he outdid me. She didn't admit it like that, but...
No.
But by doing that, when she went to complain with her little headband on about cub petting, the congresswomen and men would be like, oh shit, I can't go against that because I just took fucking pictures with Doc and all these cubs everywhere.
Yeah, which makes sense.
They don't want to make themselves look bad.
I would, if somebody brought in a tiger to my workplace, a baby, I'm holding it. And I'm going to take a picture with it. And I'm putting it next to my face.
If Doc Antle brought you a tiger, you would hold it. I'd be like, fork off,
yeah,
bro. Shave your beard. Get away from me with that weird ponytail.
I would hold
in your
tiger.
Crazy eyes. I don't want you.
I would be nice to the tiger.
Ew, you can't, though.
Be nice to the tiger?
You can't be mean to him and nice to the tiger. He's in control.
Okay, well, if he, like, just came
He's
up to me.
He's gonna boss you around.
If he just came, I'm not trying to live with him. If he just came up to me and he had a tiger at my workplace, I would be like, oh my god.
You don't think he would try to boss that tiger around on you? He'd, like, tell you what to do
I'd
with
like,
it.
I'd be like, give me a minute, man.
Just shut up, Doc.
Give me a minute to hold this baby.
He'd probably
give me a minute.
Be, like, in your ear the whole time.
Ew. Like whispering in my ear.
Like, yeah, that's what you fucking do. Oh, you didn't clean my shirt with my chain. Somebody didn't clean the chain properly. Ew, go home, Doc.
Ew.
I don't want anything.
Someone didn't clean the chain properly.
And ruin my teal shirt.
Leroy, what's your freaking deal?
We're gonna have
deal,
to pause
bro?
So I can control my dog.
Great, thanks for ruining
I mean,
the
I'm
podcast.
I'm sorry about
Leroy.
It. I hope you.
Leroy, thanks for ruining the podcast. Look, he knows what he's doing.
He's being a little whiny boy. Sorry, buddies. I'll be right back. Hello. Hello. We're back.
Hello.
Leroy has a quieter toy now, hopefully. He's got a rope in his mouth and he's flaunting it in front of Linda. Anyway, back to the story. So, where were we?
Joe's passing out bumper stickers at some kind of fair.
Oh, yeah. He went to that freaking fair.
He does have a lot of charisma, I think.
He does. And people seem to like him. He was shaking hands.
He was kissing babies.
Kissing those babies.
However, it didn't lead to any more business at the park.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily bringing him money in. It was actually just costing him money.
Yeah, and Jeff told him, we're not going to do your little... campaign shit here. It's time to focus on these animals.
But Jeff wasn't focused on the animals. He was focused on the money.
Well,
but
he
yeah,
said, we're not gonna pay for
your little pony show.
Right.
All right. So then, what happens?
Jeff says Joe turned into a little bitch and started.
Oh my god.
About started complaining about Alan.
Yes, and Alan called Joe a little Goldilocks bitch. I love that part.
Yeah, Alan doesn't fuck with Joe. He doesn't like Alan Joe. Can't he doesn't stand listen to Joe.
Joe.
He hates Joe.
He talks a lot about it.
And I kind of agree. I'm kind of on the same page as Alan. I don't like Joe that much at this point. Like,
Joe's kind of losing it.
He's funny and all, but like, I think he's a piece of shit. And we'll get to that.
Well,
later,
he's really focused on himself right now. He's really focused on his campaign. He's not focused on the Tigers. And Alan was saying some shit like the way he talks to his employees on the walkie-talkie and stuff. Like how degrading he was to people. He said he'd never been talked to like that. And Alan looks like a hitman. So
yeah, yeah.
He's probably been talked to several different ways in his life. But he did call him a Goldilocks bitch. And I thought that was funny.
You know, I like Joe as a musician. I like him as a politician. But I don't like him as a person.
I don't like him as a person or a Tiger owner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he called him Goldilocks bitch. And Joe is filming. My mouth is like has a lot of saliva in it.
It's because you've been eating those Sour Patch Kids all night.
And they're so hard to stop eating. They're so
good. They're really good.
Okay, what was I saying? Joe's, it's like drowning out of my mouth. Joe is filming a campaign video.
Oh,
and the Tiger keeps sniffing his shoes.
Oh, yeah, he loses it over this. This is an interesting scene.
It's interesting, all right. He literally shoots at the Tigers.
He freaks the fork out on these Tigers and starts calling them bitches and mm-hmm. shooting at them.
Get out of here, you bitch.
He calls them like, you dumb bitch or something like that.
I'm going to shoot you right between the fucking eyes, bitch.
He always says that. He says it about Carol, too, right between the eyes. Thankfully, he doesn't shoot the Tiger right between the eyes, but he threatens it and
he
shoots at it.
When he first shot the gun, I thought that he did shoot it. I thought he killed it. Me too. I was like, damn, he just killed it like that?
They were like female, what were they, like female Tigers?
I don't know, he called them bitch, so.
Yeah, he was being awfully mean.
That was really scary.
And nobody helped him. Nobody came to his aid. And he was convinced that somebody put cologne on his feet, like in his shoes.
Carol says that weird thing about starting.
Oh my god, Carol, they cut to Carol.
She's not in this episode a lot, but when she is, she's being weird.
She shows her true colors. They cut to Carol, like, I guess they asked her, like, what she thought about it, because Joe was alleging that Alan or somebody put cologne in his shoes because that attracts the Tigers or whatever. And Carol was like, I mean, if someone wants to kill you, they'll put sardine oil all over them. Like, why would you just put cologne on the shoes? You'd put sardine oil on it if you want them to kill you. And then she laughs about it, like in her little sociopathic laugh.
Why would you know that?
First of all, why would you know that? Because why would you even think
if
that?
If you're someone who's kind of stupid and you're just trying, let's say someone is trying to kill Joe. And they did spray cologne. That would be something that, like, if it were me trying to kill someone, I'd be like, I don't know, like, spray some cologne or something on it. I wouldn't go so far to think of, like, sardine oil. Like,
no. If somebody asked me if I thought that somebody poured cologne on Joe's shoes, I'd be like, ooh.
It seems like a
I mean,
dumb,
that would be
stupid,
terrible if somebody did, but I don't know. You know? I don't know. That's a shame that happened. I wouldn't be like, huh. Yeah, right. If somebody was trying to kill him, they would have put sardine oil.
You've already thought this through.
You've already thought about it. Exactly.
You did
it. It's crossed your mind.
So you probably did it. Okay.
Maybe.
I'm going to shoot you right between the fucking eyes.
Ugh. Then they change pace a little bit. They go to Joe's relationships.
I love
this part. Because it gets down to what we've all been wondering, what the hell is going on with Joe and John and Travis.
I love this part so much.
I love John so
I
much.
Love John too. Not as much as I love Travis, but
I love Travis a lot. But Joe, I mean, John just straight up tells it like it is. He doesn't ever say it with hate in his heart. But he was like, yeah, I mean, Joe bought me like
four or five trucks.
And he's like, yeah, he bought me like 4 or 5 trucks.
Yeah, and he said that he was controlling. And yeah. then he's, you know, he sticks around for the guns and the four-wheelers and the drugs.
The shit that he buys them.
And, yeah, he's a sugar daddy.
It was a sugar daddy situation. And then somebody called Travis a pothead from hell.
Jeff called him that.
A pothead from hell. Which, I mean, he probably was a little hellraiser, but... He
probably was.
He was... he looked like the kind of person that I would appreciate. I don't know. Like, for some reason. Like, you could see that little, like, charm in his little smirky smile.
Yeah, he's got a little smile. Like, he was
something funny. He's just a funny boy.
He looks like a cute little boy.
He looks like a boy, a cute boy that's lost.
He looks like a
Like a lost boy.
Yeah.
And Saf straight up says that there was drug use going on. That's what I really like this episode, because they finally talk about the drugs.
Yeah, John Finley says that he's still kind of fucked up from the meth.
I did not know that you could be fucked up for that long about meth. But he said, he was definitely still fucked up about it. He said they did a lot of it. He said Travis smoked his meth. That guy, Jim with the monkey, said that Joe provided the meth. And then they say that everyone says that Travis was banging every girl at the park.
Yeah.
So, which I believe. What's up with that?
Which I believe.
And then John.
You skipped my favorite part.
What?
When Travis is jumping out of the planes, they're jumping out of the planes, and Travis just looks like he's having the time of his life.
Oh, the shots I show of Travis, he looks like so he's happy.
So much fun.
Not always, but most of the time, he looks like high and happy.
So yeah, Travis says this to someone that he's not gay.
Apparently,
he's banging
yeah.
all the girls, and John has been sleeping with the girl at the front desk.
Amber.
He's not really gay. He said that he's dated girls his whole life.
He said, up until this, I've always dated girls.
Yes.
And you know, I know he's got some unfortunate teeth, but he's actually not a bad looking guy. He's got some bad tattoos, but his actual face is kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, he's a nice enough guy. Travis is very handsome.
Oh my God.
Like, I kind of have a crush on Travis. I'm not gonna lie.
I have a crush on Travis too.
Just the way just his features alone. Like, he's tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. He just got a nice little funny smile.
And he's got a very pretty smile.
So yeah, John gets that girl pregnant.
Oh my God, yeah. So John, we know that that's a fact because he gets Amber pregnant. And then he ends up staying with her. He gets pissed off at Joe and leaves and stays with Amber. And Joe admits on camera that he always falls in love with straight guys. Which, I could see that.
I mean, yeah.
He's like, what can I say? I was falling out with straight guys. And he had like a tear in his eye, kind of like.
Yeah.
I think he really wants people to be gay and they're not.
I don't understand it, but I understand it.
I think he wants a certain type of guy and he just can't find them. So he keeps trying to turn straight guys.
Because he wants to control someone. So he wants to
True.
Like mold
He's
him.
Also in toxic mold relationships him into a gay for boy. Sure. Yikes, yeah, that's a lot to unpack.
I'm not gonna do it.
I would love to talk to a psychologist about it.
Let's get a psychologist on.
Get a psychologist up on here. But you know what? This says something about Travis, too, and I don't know if it was just pure... They kept alluding that it was just pure drug addiction, like drug-fueled. But they cut to that scene where Travis is, like, really upset, and he's talking to the camera guy. And he's like, Joe doesn't listen to me. And he goes, what? I want Joe to see this or something.
Yeah.
And he goes up to this big ass truck and he punches the shit out of this truck.
Yeah.
Like, he's clearly like losing it. And he said he wants Joe to watch it. So he also said he felt like a prisoner. And he also points guns at people all the time. But he feels like a prisoner, I think, because it's his own little cult.
It is definitely a cult.
And Joe's providing all his drugs and his pot and his meth. And he feels prisoner.
But he said that he just wanted Joe to listen to him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was hurt that Joe didn't listen to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about drugs. He was talking about his feelings.
So, what's a relationship?
Yes, it was. I feel like it was at least, like, a friendship.
Yeah, like, a deep friendship.
Like, maybe more than...
I mean, they're definitely more than friends. They definitely do butt stuff. Because they're together. They're married.
I don't know. I'm not
they're
judging.
Married.
I don't know what that entails in how straight, gay, whatever, fluid.
I'm
don't care.
I'm pretty sure that
But if
Travis was just doing it
just straight up for drugs, that's like a sex work situation.
It is. It is. It definitely is, but he that's weird. That's what it is. Like his pimp, Joe.
He was mad at his pimp.
Yeah, for not listening to
him. He said, I want him to watch this. He's and like he punched the shit out of that truck. What movie?
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, yeah.
That little Tara Reid bitch.
I forgot about that.
I remember that little weird girl is.
That little girl. I know what you're talking about. She reminds me of Janelle.
She's on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I always forget. Tara and something.
So.
I don't want to talk about it. Anyway. Okay, so.
So Joe still has Travis around after John leaves.
Yes, so Travis is still there. John leaves with Amber. Amber still works there, I think, but John moves out and stays with Amber and they have a baby.
All right.
My next is that Travis is always pointing guns at people. What's yours?
My next one is brace yourself because it's really sad.
Something bad happens, you guys.
Travis comes into the office. He starts complaining to the campaign manager who is sitting like in the view of the security camera. Travis is sitting under the camera so you can't see him, which is good.
Yeah.
He's pointing a gun at the campaign manager and saying that he was a prisoner and he wasn't allowed to do anything and he didn't have enough pot.
And then he said, frankly, he didn't have enough weed.
They cut to the, yeah.
Or pot, whatever.
They cut to the,
frankly, he was mad he didn't have enough pot.
That video of him where he said that he was going to smoke his last cigarette before he dies.
That was very cryptic and, disturbing.
Someone whoever was filming it was, like, laughing about it.
It wasn't, clearly it wasn't right before that actually happened, yeah, but like, the fact that they threw that in there and he did say that and it was, they were laughing about it.
It wasn't funny.
He was with guns again. I mean, he's always with guns.
What he mean?
And the campaign manager was like, he always, that's his thing. He always points guns at people. And I've told him before, I don't like him to point guns at people.
I would say the same thing, like, don't point that shit at me.
So that's basically what happened. He was fucking around and was pointing the gun at him. And Josh was like, what if I told you, Travis, like, don't point the gun at me.
And he was like, you know, this Ruger won't fire without a clip, whatever that means.
I don't know gun logic,
I guess a Ruger won't fire without a clip.
I guess.
And then he puts it to his head, and, yeah.
They just show the footage of the campaign manager with his hands on his cheeks, like Home Alone, just straight up Home Alone style. Ah! And he's silent, though, and he's frozen
for like 30 seconds.
Seriously, like 30 seconds. Like at one point, I thought that Netflix had like paused.
I did too. I thought
that like what's going on with, is it buffering?
Yeah.
No, he just was in.
He just was like stunned.
Yeah.
Which I can't imagine. Seeing that in front of my face.
And from, then like, he said for...
From, like, me to that wall, like...
Yeah, it was not that far away.
That's, like, really traumatic. Like, yeah, the fact that he's, like, so normal is crazy to me.
Yeah, he's been through some shit.
Because that's, like, really traumatic to see.
Well, and then he said...
And have PTSD from
he
that.
He had, like, a split second feeling like, well, Travis always is a prankster. He always pulls pranks. Maybe this is some kind of sick prank.
Yeah, I would really think that, too.
So you can see him, like, get up and kind of go towards him and then realize it's not a prank. Like, yeah. That probably is the part that I would it's not really be able disturbing. To unsee forever. But, yeah, he does talk about it pretty calmly. So Travis accidentally killed himself.
It's really fucked up.
It's really fucked up. And it's really tragic. It's just, it's terrible all
it's
around.
It's really sad. And I think that it was just... Here's the thing. Do you think that it was an accident? Or do you think it was on purpose? Because some people think it's an accident.
I think it was absolutely an accident.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I think that he was really depressed, and I think that he was sad, and I think that he didn't want to be there anymore, and he was in a cult. So I think that he did it.
I could see, okay.
In a way that was, like, playful.
I think maybe in a way he was so reckless and high and on drugs that he just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Didn't give a shit and was like joking around, but not joking around. And
I don't think.
I think that he did it like that. I think that he had a plan.
We need to Google Ruger clip, whatever the fuck that means.
I don't want to Google stuff.
I'll Google it. Scare me. Yeah, they're very dangerous. Clearly, I don't
really freak me
personally.
Out.
I do think that he was probably suicidal. I do think that he was probably in the mindset where he just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Violet,
but I don't think he did it on purpose.
Power Violet, shout out. We talked about
Power
this.
Power Violet, love you.
And she said that she thinks that he killed himself on purpose too.
For real?
I think so. I think that's what she said. I think she agreed with me.
Wow.
But other people think that it's an accident. I guess you're one of them.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was an accident. I thought it was just a dumb, stupid, unfortunate accident. By no means was he in a good mindset.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. He needed help. But I didn't think that he intentionally killed himself at the time. So,
our boy, Cowie.
He loved
him. An absolute joy of life.
He loved him. He had the nicest things to say about him.
Yeah, he was really hurt.
Yeah, him and Saf, they show like genuine emotion.
And then Josh wants to leave his job as the campaign manager, but he feels bad for Joe.
Is this before or after the funeral?
Before the funeral.
Okay.
He says that he feels bad for Joe because of the whole Travis thing, so he doesn't quit his job. And then we have the funeral.
And he said they went through this weird shared trauma.
Yeah.
So he felt like he couldn't leave him. And then the funeral.
Oh, it's just really scary. It's just really scary. Okay, so at the funeral, I feel like Joe is fucking bullshit.
Sorry. I'm coughing.
I think that Joe's fucking bullshit. He talks about he talks about Travis running his balls in Joe's face.
I made a note about that too.
What the fuck is that?
He says, and I quoted it. No, I didn't.
Are you joking?
I'm joking. I need water. Hold on.
Talk about his balls.
Talk about his balls. Hey guys, so they're at the funeral. You know what? I'm not gonna talk about his balls because I'm not talking to anyone.
Family was in the front row, clearly sobbing, and he's talking about made a ball joke about Travis rubbing his balls all over people.
People laughed.
People did laugh. Maybe a hit, but I just thought it was a little bit inappropriate. He was your husband. Maybe you could think of a better memory than him rubbing his balls over everybody's face.
Yeah, I mean, kill himself.
I mean, yeah, the guy just died.
He said that they were like golden nuggets to that boy.
Yeah, whatever that means. I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me. But
then?
No. Then he sings.
He sings This Old Town.
This Old Town.
At the funeral.
Was he singing live?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
The tables have turned.
The audio didn't sound that good.
This is the first time in my life that I actually thought he was lip syncing, and now all of a sudden
I need to watch it again.
I thought he was lip syncing at the funeral, and I thought the mom knew it.
The mom is on drugs.
I mean, the mom is
the mother
clearly
is definitely
shook,
on drugs.
But I don't blame her. Her behavior. I don't know.
She was just making some weird movements with her
head
and her
mouth. Yes.
And clapping, and she was just the only one kind of being...
She was a little bit hype.
You know, she was a little bit excited.
But very upset at the same time.
For the funeral, yeah. But
and then she later on talked shit about the funeral. It looked like she was...
Are we going to go to that?
No, but I did feel bad for Joe when he was crying on Thanksgiving.
No, you're right. She was... Yeah, she said that she thought that Joe was making the funeral about him. And she
and he was.
The relationship was odd.
It was odd, but she was also living there, I think. Well, so maybe her relationship was a little odd, too. But, hey, I don't care. I'm not victim blaming anybody.
She was definitely
got
on
the
drugs.
Right to be pissed off about Joe.
And be on drugs.
And be on drugs. Do your thing, girl. But Joe on Thanksgiving, he like had that weird little banquet.
Yeah.
He was giving out food to people.
It says he does it every Christmas and Thanksgiving.
And he was genuinely sad. I felt bad. That was the first time I felt bad for him.
That was
he
the
was
first
crying.
Time he did look like he was
He went outside
crying.
And he was like, it reminded me of our grandma and our mom sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been trying to hold it together all day. And he started crying.
Yeah.
And he was just really sad about Travis on Thanksgiving.
Do you think he really cooked all that food?
No. But I think he was just trying to hold it together all day. He probably helped.
Well, where did he get the money for all that food?
Who knows?
Okay.
That's a good question. I have no idea. It might have been off the meat truck.
Well, Jeff says that Joe goes batshit crazy at this point, which Joe is wearing a very shiny shirt, so.
Oh, I love that shirt. It's like sequins.
I kind of agree, but looks good. Then the local biker club built a memorial for Travis.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that memorial?
I thought it was a redneck thing to do.
It's got a four-wheeler on it and a tire.
It's got a four-wheeler with a bunch of flowers. I mean,
guns.
It's not that it's a four-wheeler. It's just that it's the presentation.
It's in a garden of flowers.
The presentation of it, though, is kind of... It's just not the best. It could look better.
Joe had opinions about the presentation.
He
said
liked it.
He had some other concept, but he liked the way they went with it.
Yeah, I thought it was a little
he
bit
trashy.
He goes
and talks to it every day, and I
he
believe him.
He smokes a cigarette and looks up at the sky and takes pictures of the sky.
Oh, my God. When he said that sometimes the sky says hi to him, I felt bad.
I mean,
I really do think that Joe loved Travis.
But is he on meth?
Probably. But I do think that he did have love for Travis. I just think that he... Their relationship was jacked up in many ways.
Okay.
And he looks sad. Like, he's wiping his eyes. Like, he's genuinely crying in these scenes.
Well, that fat boy James says that he thinks that Joe kept onions in his pocket and that he's full of shit.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, I think James is full of shit.
I think James is full of shit, too, so we can just go ahead and
I mean,
and
look at his
out.
Full of shit face. My next note is about his new boyfriend.
Well,
Dylan.
Before that, Jeff, they talk about Jeff saying that he needs to get away from Joe because he's going to kill the guy.
Oh, well,
so Jeff
okay.
goes to Vegas, and this is where Jeff buys the jungle bus.
Oh, my God, the jungle bus. I forgot.
And they tow drunk
thing.
People on a bus, and they can hold little
It's a drunk party bus
tigers
with tigers.
In Vegas, but
And then Lauren and him have little swinger parties with tigers.
Turns out to be a mistake. Anyways, Joe names one of the tiger cubs Travis.
Well, that's nice.
He's got a Travis lamp that stays on 24/7.
Yeah, that Travis lamp was weird.
I kind of want one.
It was pretty, though.
It was pretty.
Travis was really pretty.
It's such a tragedy.
It really is tragic. I wish that he had gotten help, and I wish that he could have been happy. He deserved to be happy. He looked like a fun-loving guy.
Yeah.
And he was very young.
Yeah.
Very young. How old was he?
I
like
wish
20
I could have
freaking
dated Travis
five?
Instead. 25? I don't know.
Not even, probably. We'll fact check it later, but he was young.
Alright, then Joe has, like, so much fringe in his closet.
Oh my God, he's showing all the fringe to the cameraman.
Yeah, all the fringe things that he has.
Yes.
Which is like
a lot.
A lot.
I actually would like one of them. I think it
would
look cool on me.
Yeah, a brown one.
Yeah, like a light brown one.
Yeah,
he had all different colors.
Farm.
Well, he's in prison, so somebody's got possession of that. Yeah, he was going on a date when they showed that.
He's going on a date.
He's going on his first date.
With a little dork named Dylan.
Dylan Passage.
He met in the chat room.
how do you feel about their date? They go like on a little jungle looking bus.
I thought he seemed very sweet. I thought that he seemed shy and that it was just wanting to go along with whatever Joe said.
I agree. It seemed authentic.
He also seemed genuinely gay.
Yep. For sure gay.
I think he's definitely gay. I didn't realize that this was all, they were engaged 2 months after Travis died.
They got married 2 months after Travis died. Married. And at least that's what my notes say. Married Dylan 2 months after Travis died.
Wow.
And this is the fucked up part, I think, that Joe invited, part of me thinks that Joe had good intentions, I'll be honest. Joe invited Travis's mom to the wedding.
In his meth mind, he probably did.
In his little mind, it probably was a good intended thing. Like, she was passing him down, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only the mom, Dylan, him, and the preacher. There's nobody else there at the wedding.
And the cameraman.
And the cameraman. And then afterwards, the mom said that she never heard from him again. So she thought he was just using it as like a publicity stunt to say like, look, it's cool. I can marry somebody new. It's no big deal. I got her blessing. But in reality, he didn't give a shit about her.
I mean.
But did she still live there?
I don't know.
Because she was like working for him.
I don't think so.
They don't cover that in the documentary, to be fair. I read that on my own.
She's talking to the documentary people. She doesn't seem like she's on drugs anymore to me.
She seems like she's mellowed out. Yeah.
I almost didn't know if it was the same mom. Like,
me either. Mm-hmm.
I had to make sure it wasn't like a stepmom situation. But I don't know. She was definitely on drugs at one point. She probably was on drugs at the wedding. That's probably why she went. Why else would you go?
I don't know. Everybody looked like they were on drugs at the wedding. So yeah, then he does this like weird Christmas float. with Dylan.
A tiger did not want that thing on his head.
No, they had like little party favor toys on the tiger's heads on a Christmas float in the middle of town. It was weird.
Everyone.
Dylan was there.
They're playing really cute music. Like really Christmassy music, showing Joe waving to everybody. It's really a cute scene.
I guess. and then he lost the campaign.
He got 19%.
But he did get,
which is pretty good.
It's very good. A lot of people said it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Trump. A lot of people said it was very good.
A lot of people said it was the best.
The best. It was tremendous. Tremendous reviews. Tremendous
the
numbers.
The highest numbers.
The numbers. look at the numbers. Anyway.
That no-arm girl says that it's not about the animals anymore.
Oh my god, I know. Then they just start talking shit. He loses the campaign, and then they're like, fuck it. Joe sucks.
Yeah, Joe.
He forgot about us. He forgot about Dre. He forgot about the Tigers. Eric said he lost his passion.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It was very, sad. They were, like, down on Joe, man. They weren't feeling it.
I'm down on Joe.
And then he was probably down on himself. He just lost. Mask off. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. In his little weird mind, he probably thought he could win. He did get 19%. That's great.
That's a lot. More than I could get.
And he did tell his campaign manager, what happens if I win? So that's a good sign that he didn't win. But
yeah,
he probably was down in the dumps, but he does have Dylan now.
He has Dylan. Dylan is really cute.
But then something happens.
What? The campaign manager says he's paranoid.
He's been paranoid for a while now. But something happened at the end with the roof.
The microphone on the roof?
Yes. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. What about it?
They found a microphone and an antenna on the roof of the shop. All that little weird Joe being paranoid talk was actually sort of legit because they had a picture of it in the documentary. They found a legit antenna, like a mic, like a bug, on the roof of the shop.
So, who do you think put it there?
Jeff. Well, not Jeff specifically put it there, but Jeff's little buddies that he's been talking on the phone with. Yeah, the last scene.
So you don't
think
it was the FBI first?
No, fuck that. No, I think Jeff brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to it. Shit's about to go down. They give like a teaser, basically. They cuts to like Jeff. Like they actually had it on camera. Jeff on the phone. What do you think about that?
I thought that it was staged.
Really?
I don't think that was a real phone call. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Well, somebody. It was the guy that made this documentary, which we rarely see in this series, but they cut to a scene of him talking on the phone with somebody, and he was saying that Joe, he was explaining it to somebody on the phone. He was saying Joe had incoming calls the whole time during this filming from federal fucking agents, like talking about federal shit the whole time.
Jeff
did. Mm-hmm. And they show scenes from that, like where he's on the phone. And he's talking, And yeah, the documentary maker, I don't know his name, sorry, but yeah, he was like,
yeah, dude, sorry, you're not
sorry. Hey, yep, whoops. I'll learn it someday. But you were like, what the fuck? He's talking to fucking federal agents on the phone. And that's how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the episode ends. Joe is paranoid, but kind of for good reason. Jeff says Joe's
going down.
Jeff says what?
That Joe's going down.
Oh, really? On the phone? I forgot about that.
Says it to someone.
Shit. Well, yeah, I think Jeff's doing some shady shit, but that's just my humble opinion.
Well.
Now Leroy wants to be good now that we're done.
Now what? He knows when we're done.
He wants a cookie, like Elvis.
I want a cookie, too.
Okay, guys, we're gonna go eat cookies.
It's time.
What do you think?
I gotta finish eating these Sour Patch Kids. I gotta eat some peanut butter. I gotta lay down. I gotta check Animal Crossing to see if there's an animal shower. I mean, meteor shower tonight.
You have a lot to do.
I'm hungry. First of all, I'm probably gonna make a bagel.
Hey, I'm not blaming you.
And then I'm gonna eat some peanut butter. Then I need to check and see if there's a meteor shower in Animal Crossing.
That all sounds great. It's a lot.
I need to lay down.
Yeah. I don't really have any plans yet.
I wish that you had like a Lunchable.
Leroy stayed on my feet. We don't have Lunchables, but we do have like those Voila dinners.
How long did they take to
make? Does Voila want to sponsor us? Not long. Like, you make them on a skillet, like 10 minutes.
I think I'm just gonna make a bagel.
We have lots of bagels. Everything bagels. My favorite.
I ate a lot of the cream cheese last night.
Oh no, so did I. Cream. I need to start buying cream cheese in bulk.
Do you have jelly?
I don't know. Good question. I probably need to get some more.
Oh my god, I wish that
there was some in the fridge, but I don't know if Oscar ate it all or what. Anyway, guys. And girls and friends beyond the binary.
Yeah, whatever. Sorry that we hate doing this so much. We only have 2 episodes left.
We don't hate it.
I do. Sorry, I'm speaking for myself. Sorry that I hate it so much.
It's just a good little sleepy one. We'll be back.
It's just a little
bit. We still never got Craig on. And our sister Becky wants to come on.
We don't know how to do
that. Maybe we'll do an episode after we finish where, like, all of our friends just come on and speak their minds about it.
Yeah, okay.
That might be a good idea.
We have a lot of friends.
We got friends. And high and low. And in between. I don't know how to stop this bullshit.
What are you doing?
We're also doing these side episodes. And then Reggie episodes.
We have our own Reggies. I don't even know what our Reggie episodes are.
We're doing our own shit, okay, guys? We gotta go.
Do we even have real episodes?
We gotta go. We do have real episodes, but we'll talk later.
Hold on. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Subscribe, rate, review, review, review.
Please just... I know that everybody says that, but please give us a review. It really helps.
It actually really does, and it only takes a minute, but it really does help.
Like, give us some ad money, please.
That would help with our ads and our sponsorships, and then we can get equipment.
Somebody needs to do it. All right. All right,
bye.
Actually, all right, fine.
Bye, buddy. What?
No, I don't care. Bye.
What?
It doesn't matter.
All right, sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.